If you look at his eyes.
Standing in a classroom at South Jordan Middle School, Chris Voorhees tells his students about the photo.
How many people have eyes that look like that?
It's a project his social studies teachers devoted the last 6 months of his life to, scouring old records and history books.
It's a mystery. I gotta figure it out.
The photo was actually a complete accident.
I found it on BYU's website. I just happened to Google Indianola picture.
That's when he found the picture of nine men posing with shovels and hammers along a railroad line running through Voorhees family's land in Birdseye, Utah.
These two old buildings that were in the back, you can see them.
Voorhees wasn't the first to find that photo or the first to speculate. The one of the men in the middle looked a lot like the famous Butch Cassidy, a bandit from Utah. But he says he was the first to really devote time to figure it out.
And I'll be honest, it would be neat if it was part of my family's history.
Noticing another character looked like Harry Longava, also known as the Sundance Kid, Voorhees hired a forensic artist in California to compare the photo to other known pictures of the men. In a six-page brief, Melissa Cooper determined both were a match. With my own untrained eyes, I can see similarities between these photos. Same nose, same eyebrow height, and a similar hairline, but when I made a call out to Daniel Buck, a Washington, D.C. scholar who has spent years in South America running down Cassidy's timeline, he says, don't trust your eyes.
Photos are very deceptive. You're always going to find photos of people that look like each other. You're also going to find photos of the same person that don't look like each other.
And in this particular photo, Voorhees was able to narrow down the timeline to October of 1901, the same time Buck says he's found proof the pair were in South America buying cattle and registering brands.
What you have is several documents, some signed by them and some written to them, in this period. That's overwhelming evidence compared to a photograph that doesn't look like them anyway.
Buck argues the two wouldn't have had any reason to come back to Utah, but admits no one really knows what happened.
These guys were outlaws, and they lived 100 years ago, and they had aliases, and they were often on the run in hiding, and so there's very little that we know for sure, and even what we know, half of it's wrong, and we're never quite sure about which half.
As for Voorhees, he says wrong or right, it's been an adventure, and even if this picture doesn't have Butch Cassidy, the photo's pretty cool. Brianna Bottoli, KSL News Radio.